It's the KGEZ Good Morning Show. Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks and Lucy Smith is here. Hi, Lucy.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. Let's see. It's the first of the month, so it must be Women
it
Who
must
Wine
be women
time.
Women Who Wine. That's right. I thought the first Monday is followed by the first Tuesday, and there we are.
That's right.
Yeah. So tomorrow we will be meeting from 5:30 to 7, and Women Who Wine will be focusing this time on the Imaginif Library Foundation.
Yes. They have a lot of... They have a lot of responsibility.
They do, and they have some exciting programs that I think we maybe don't really even pay as much attention to as we might because there have been so much about the library and the foundation in the news for quite a while. But the Library Foundation, you know, has as its mission to raise money and to fund those extra programs that can make a library even more than just the standard wonderful operation. And, you know, and go into the superlatives that we all really appreciate. I looked on the website just to get a little bit more detail here. And, you know, a couple of the things, we think about the children's programming for libraries. And so one of them is the summer experience that helps that kind of learning gap for kids. But they also distribute early literacy kits, working with Flathead County and City Health and Logan Health. To families who maybe can't get to the library, but to help their children with reading. And then they have early literacy skills. They also do a lot with adults, the skills and resources where you can borrow or come in and use a laptop. You can have a hotspot. You can learn more about how to build your resume. They have interactive workshops, and they have community conversations. I didn't know that they were doing all those things funded by the Imaginif Foundation, on top of, as we all know, the new Big Fork Library. So yes, as you say, they are busy, busy people. So Women Who Wine are going to hear all those kinds of things tomorrow.
Wow. All right.
And of course, we're going to do our usual having a great time bringing a bottle of wine and $30 donation and mixing up and getting our chance to socialize and network. And we'll be at Montevino tomorrow. And I should have said that in first. Julie is always great about giving us that great locale. And that's right in downtown Kalispell. So...
How does the wine auction work?
Is really fun. Yeah. So what happens is you bring a bottle of wine, and we say it every time on this show, we don't drink a bottle of wine each. So starting there, we do auction off a majority of the wine that women donate, and we do that at the end of our evening.
Right.
And what happens is we divide the wine that's there into lots of five or six bottles, and then we have someone like Pam Carbonari or Janice Lake or Beth Cornick or, you know, one of our gregarious women will auction off the wine, and then we buy it for a lot more. And when you win a lot, you know you've made a great donation back to Women Who Wine. So all of that extra money, $1,500 maybe by the end of the evening,
really
adds into our fund. So in addition to the $30 donations, we're also auctioning wine off to ourselves and raising more money. Yeah, and again, at the end of a year, all the money that we raise gets divided equally among our monthly beneficiaries. And in December, which goodness is coming up so quickly, we have our annual giving banquet, first Tuesday of the month. I believe it's December. Anyway, the first Tuesday, like December 4th or 5th. And it's going to be at the Red Lion this year.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And lots of plans are already underway. We have a grand committee that is planning all the events. And there's going to be
December 5th. It was a fun one last year.
It is fun. It's fun every year.
Yeah.
it's fun. And it's also a great fundraiser because we have wonderful sponsors like KGEZ helping us. We get that. That's when it isn't just women coming and bringing a $30 bottle of wine. We bring all the friends and men who love us and have a great time.
Yeah.
We honor the beneficiaries, and we also again
and
raise
year
more money for
they
next
play,
year.
Can you top this?
That's I think that's isn't that true? That seems to be happening all over the valley, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That all these great causes are working harder and harder, and I just watch how the community is supporting all of us too.
Do you have any estimate at this point as to how much money you guys have raised?
Well, we always keep it a secret.
Yeah. The big reveal is coming
reveal.
December 5th.
I mean, I'm talking about total.
Oh,
all
the
these
total.
Years.
Yeah. 300 and 350,000, I would say. Yeah, wow. That we've raised and give and are giving
and
away.
All that money's gone back.
It all goes back. You know, that really is a wonderful thing when you think about it. To get together, you know, every month with your girlfriends, have a glass of wine if you'd like, and that you, it turns around into that kind of money.
And you don't have heavy administrative costs.
We don't, because we're all volunteers. We don't have an office. We don't have, yeah, that's right. We just do it all
so
this
all
way.
All the money goes
all
back.
All the money, every yeah. single bit of it. That's right. That's right. So it's a lot of fun. So again, tomorrow.
Let's circle back tomorrow.
5:30 to 7 at Montevino, and we will be highlighting the Imagine If Library Foundation.
And I'm sure Sarah will be there to tell everybody everything.
I'm sure she will, and probably several other members of the foundation board.
Yep. All right.
And a whole lot of women who whine.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. So next time we talk with you, it'll be Rotary Talk.
It'll be Rotary Talk in a couple of weeks. Okay. That's right. Thank you so much, KGEZ. All right.
All right.